Good morning. Morning, honorable members, Mr. Squella. Are we correcting? Mr. Squella, are you not in the meeting? And is the
Chairperson, I'm giving him a call now to check where he is because he is online. I'm calling him now, Chair.
All right.
Good morning, Chairperson.
Hello.
Good morning, Chair. My apologies, Chair. I have a problem in network, Chairperson.
Why do you always have problems of network, Naskel? No problems of network. You must deal with them, Galoku, before the meeting, like I always do, because I'm not putting a video today because I realize that my network is poor. So why can't you do the same? Are we correcting?
Yes, Chairperson. Yes, Chairperson.
We do have a quorum. Can you beam the agenda of the meeting?
Oh, there's the agenda, Chair.
Good morning, honorable members and department. Who else is here? Don't see. I'm trying to check if the minister and the deputy ministers are here, but I can't find them.
Okay. The report is present, Chair.
Oh, Comrade Alvin, welcome. Okay. So, and the deputy ministers, the agenda is flighted before us in case you don't have copies before you. Do we see the agenda, Honorable Maz?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, can you present the apologies? Is there any apologies, Mr. Squell?
Yes, Chairperson. We have three apologies, Chair. One from the minister, she's in Germany. And also Deputy Minister Mashoko Dlamini, she has a doctor's appointment, Chair. And the DG is on me.
Okay. Those are the three. Oh, can we move for the okay, those are the apologies, honorable members, as presented. Three apologies. The minister is abroad. And the DG is on leave. and Deputy Minister Mashego Dlamini has a doctor's a appointment. Honorable members, we receive or I receive the two apologies at a short notice from the minister and the other one from the acting DG. And what is disturbing about both apologies is that the department has been aware of the committee program for more than a month, yet the accounting officer takes leave at short notice. The timing of the leave is unfortunate, honorable members, I must state it here, as it coincides with her responsibilities to account to the committee on matters of the department's quarterly performance. On the other hand, had the minister's apology been communicated earlier, alternative arrangements could have been made to accommodate her. Unfortunately, she has not given a possible future date for her appearance before the portfolio committee. And you know what? I find this practice unacceptable, that at the time when the department has to update the committee on its performance, both executive authority and the accounting officer are unavailable. This leaves the committee with no choice but to link this development to its repeated concern that the department does not respect oversight role of parliament, and the committee programs should not be undermined in any way. And I take an exception. Coupled with the above issue, honorable members, is the fact that presentation documents to the committee are always submitted very late and in most cases in poor state, denying members the opportunity to interrogate them to their satisfaction. We've raised this issue before. It is falling on deaf ears. It is an unacceptable and disrespectful conduct by the department, and this has to stop, or else we will elevate the matter to the leader of government business through the Speaker of Parliament. Regarding the matter of the suspension of the DG, which is on the agenda over 7 months, without breaking down to the time it took to investigate the allegations and without sharing information about the outcome of such an investigation and the actual time of the hearing, leaves the committee with the impression that something is fishy here. We will watch the space, however. The committee is also concerned that precautionary suspensions are abused and are not being utilized for the purpose which they are meant for. It should be noted that during such suspension, the affected official still gets their salaries at the taxpayer's expense when they are not allowed to work. Conflating precautionary suspension for investigating purposes with DC hearings is problematic. We will request the DPSA to clarify us about the management of precautionary suspension in the public service. One thing for sure we know is that there is a tight limit for precautionary suspension and can only be extended through a fair process between the employee and the employer. We'll ask the secretariat to obtain information from DPSA on this matter. Dragging cases longer indicates that there is no proper investigation conducted to be able to limit the cases to more manageable
recording in progress
of issues. The minimum time frame of 60 days provided in the labor relations legislation, subject to a justified extension is necessary, is meant to avoid, if necessary, is meant to avoid incurring unnecessary, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure, such as why we are observing in these cases. Ambassador Musa has been on suspension since 24th June 2021. This suspension was instituted after he was served with charges. The charges and the notice of the disciplinary hearing were received by him on the 12th of April. This is in violation of the Labor Relations Act, whereby a person cannot be suspended after the hearing has commenced. Honorable members, we do not understand how a person can be put on suspension after being given charges. This is clearly contrary to Section 23 of the Constitution, which speaks about workers' rights, and it provides that everyone has the right to fair labor practice coupled with constitutional provision. Is the Schedule 8 of Labor Relations Act, which provides that an investigation should be a basis for suspension. It is also fundamental for the process to be seen to be fair. An employee must be given an opportunity to be heard. Furthermore, item 4 of the department's code of practice provides in particular that the employees should be allowed an opportunity to state a case in response to allegations, and the employee is entitled to assistance of a shop steward or a fellow employee. This provides for a fair hearing to avoid instances of unfair labor practice. While it is mindful of its considered call for the department to implement consequence management, however, the committee is further cautious that consequence management should not be used arbitrarily as a mechanism to target certain individuals due to other ulterior motives. We will not allow a situation where internal processes are used to isolate those that are considered undesirables. As a way forward, the department should furnish the committee with the outcomes of the investigation report on the DG and avoid any instances of unfair labor practice on the case relating to Ambassador Musa, who have written to me not once, but several times, and defer that to the committee staff for research and more information on the matter. The department should also submit to the portfolio committee any relevant policy that manages precautionary suspension in the department. So I thought, honorable members, it is important for me to make those comments on both the agenda of today and the apologies which we received from the accounting authorities, and the apology of Deputy Minister Mashego Dlamini is an apology which we can't interrogate because it's a doctor's appointment. We don't want to look like these other ones who dismiss doctors' signals and what have you. So that's my comments, honorable members, on the apologies. I see the hand of the whip is up. Honorable whip.
No, good morning, Chairperson, and good morning to honorable members and the deputy minister, porters, and the support staff. Chair, no, let me first with on apologies to indicate that Honorable Nola is stuck in another meeting and he said he'll join us later.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I also want to request that Chair, at 1 o'clock, if the meeting is not finished, I will be moving to driving to Parliament because there's a plenary, but I will be part of the meeting. Chair, let me come to the issues at hand. You have covered both the apologies and your opening remarks. Chair, of course, I agree with you. We support, we approved. I move for the approval of the Deputy Minister Mashiko's apology because I think that one it's a valid apology. But Chair, I don't approve. I move for not approval of the ministers and the acting DG as an apology. Reason being, Chair, in our last meeting, of which Chair, I think you were part of, but you were not actively involved because of your condition during that time, and we were there also. We raise the issue of particularly the consequence management report in relation to DG in particular and the CFO, and now you are adding this issue of the ambassador. That this report, it is on record in that meeting, that report should be tabled in this meeting by the minister and the department. Chair, I recall that even the deputy minister, Mashiko Dlamini, also even engaged during the session of the meeting with the minister, because the minister was somewhere outside the country, and the DG, acting DG, and conveyed the message of the committee. And she then responded that no, she did that. And then hence we said that come this meeting, that report should be presented to us. Now, it sounds very, very strange, Chair, that while there is that resolution of the committee communicated, I assume, to both the minister and the acting DG, then both of them, they are not present. And they have not even had the courtesy of at least advising you, Chairperson, you know, and say, hey, we heard that the committee resolved in this manner, but I have a prior maybe arrangement that I must go to German or wherever. And therefore, I request that maybe we look at this report at a particular date that will be mutually agreed between the two of you. Nothing of that thing happened. The same with the acting DG. Now, Chair, we are not going to tolerate this thing. We've been talking about this thing for a long, long time. You know, the respect and the undermining of this committee by the executive and senior management of the department. And we have raised this issue with them. And then this thing is coming up again. And I think you are right, Chairperson. Maybe we should look at escalating this thing to the powers that be. But also, I think in our next meeting, which we must insist that they must be there, both of them, we must put this issue as an item. Because we are not here to do favors to each other. We are public representatives, have to perform particular responsibilities in our respective deployments. So there should not be anyone who's undermining each other and not respecting each other. We have raised this issue. We said respect is a mutual, it's a mutual exercise. So, Chair, I want to propose that we don't approve this two. We just note them. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Me. We, Honorable Katie.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning, colleagues. Chair, I want to start off by saying that I agree with your opening comments and remarks. I also want to concur with the comments made by the work of the committee. But Chair, I want to take it a step further. You see, Chairperson, you will recall that even last week, the acting CFO was not present at the meeting in the morning.
Acting CFO?
I mean, sorry, my apologies, the acting DG. And okay. In her absence, the acting CFO had to do the presentation. Chairperson, I want to take the committee back when the acting DG was first appointed and the committee had raised our concerns and she had given us the undertaking that she will be present and she will make herself available to work in the interest of the committee. Chairperson, furthermore, with regards to the minister, I want to refresh your memory, Chairperson. You will recall the minister in a bullish manner threatening the committee to report her to the speaker when we had the incident the last time with her. Clearly, at that time, at least I was clear that the minister had no respect for the committee or the role that we play as a committee. Yet again, Chairperson, the issue around the report on the New York and the suspension of the DG was pivotal to all of us. In last week's meeting, no less than three members had raised the issue of the status of the suspension of the DG. This issue around the New York project and the suspension has been doing its rounds in the media, yet the committee is kept oblivious to this whole matter. We were told very clearly that the minister is dealing with this. Now, if the minister wants to deal with this in isolation and exclude us as a committee, then Chairperson, I have a serious concern because it was this committee that went on an oversight to New York to expose the shenanigans on the 180 million rand project that was paid on. Furthermore, Chair, you will recall that we had raised issues around the investigation around other people that were involved in this matter. For example, the former ambassador, Jerry Machila, who at that time was the DG of DERCO. The former minister at that time was Mashabani. And more importantly, Miss Africa, the head of the property management, and her role in all of this. There are many things that the committee is still unclear or has not resolved, awaiting the minister's report on this. Chair, you will recall that when we started with this committee, we were very clear. The officials took the committee as a rubber stamp that they could do as and how they pleased, especially with the attitude of the CFO. We then put a stop to it. And if you recall, Chairperson, we sent the entire department packing to get the house in order and then come back to a meeting. Chair, my humble request to you is that it's time for the very same drastic measures to be taken for this department to take us seriously. That we send them packing, Chairperson, and let them understand that if they're not going to give us what we need, we will not play games. We're not the small young and young people that they think they can just come and push us around and give us what they want, when they want, and has and how they want. They need to take us serious, Chairperson. And I mean very serious when I tell you that if this matter has to go back to the speaker, I think this time we must report the minister as well to the speaker, because the last time she actually threatened us, that she challenged us to go and report it to the speaker. But you, in wanting to make sure there's harmony between us all in the committee and the department and the minister's department, we let it be. But I can see that was a mistake that we made. We should have pursued the matter at that time, because we had more evidence at that time to speak about the conduct of the minister. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable Musan.
Thank you very much, Chair. I really think we are talking to ourselves in this committee, because everything that we say seems to repeat itself all the time. And we are not taken seriously, Chairperson. Like the previous speaker is saying, that outcomes of the New York court case, we see them on media, reports about the department suspending senior officials, we see it on the media. And when we try to raise our voices in this committee, we are taken for clowns. We are not taken serious, Chair. I seriously don't think that we are doing justice to this committee, because we are sounding like a broken record now for the past 3 years, where we are trying to fix a broken department. And as politicians, we are just not taken serious by the senior officials of this department and by the executive. So, Chairperson, I would like to concur that let's also take this department and the executive to the speaker to say that actually we have had enough. Because if you look at the acting DG, she's new to this department as an acting DG, but because the center's not holding from the executives, she seems to have just fallen straight into the way that things were done prior. There's just no fear, and there's just no willingness to account to this committee. A meeting was set up, and not a meeting set up like yesterday. A meeting was set up where a program was issued at the beginning of the term to say that this is what department, the Committee of International Relations will be discussing at such a date, at such a time. So even if you had things that you had to plan, you plan them around the committee, because everyone had a schedule and everyone had a program. But to just dismiss and send an apology on the last minute as an accounting officer, then who is coming to report to us? Who's gonna give us the financials? Who's gonna account for this department's work, if you, as a senior official of the department, you put in an apology on the last hour? So, Chairperson, I highly recommend that we suspend this meeting, and not being the first time. And when we write to the speaker, we don't say that it's the first time. We count it as being the third time that it is, where we have to cancel the meeting due to the absence of accounting officers of this department, due to the absence of the executive of this department not being present and not giving the committee ample time. So our work is being delayed, Chairperson, because of accounting officers not being present and because of accounting officers not wanting to account to this committee. So this is delaying the work of this committee, Chairperson, and we are really sick and tired of it. And we cannot work with people who do not want to account when difficult times come for their actions, because suspending a DG happened more than 5 months ago. And we've been asking why, what has happened, how long is this precautionary suspension going to last? But when they have to now account to us, nothing is happening. the department has lost a court case regarding the New York, and they are making an appeal. We only have to find that through News 24. So what is the use of having this DERCO committee if the officials and if the accounting officers do not want to account us? Who do they account to if they don't account to this committee? So let's just send this department packing a chairperson today, because I really don't think that we have someone senior enough to tell us exactly what we want to know and to answer our questions, because they've all ran away from accounting today. No one is here to account to this committee, which is not for the first time, which is not for the second time, but the third time, Jefferson. And like you've highlighted, we cannot accept to receive reports on the eve of a meeting. We need to prepare. We need to interrogate these reports. We need to interrogate these presentations that they are bringing forward to us. Because every time there's something new coming up, and it only comes up in a presentation which has been sent on the night before the meeting. Thank you, Chair. So I suggest we send the department packing. We don't have a senior enough person that will answer our questions, and we don't see any accountability coming forward. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Swart.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, we welcome your opening remarks. And Chair, the one thing in your opening remarks I want to agree with fully is that we cannot accept getting reports always on the eve of a meeting or on the day of the meeting. But this department, Chair, clearly, I don't know which word to use. They undermine us. They do not respect you as the chair in particular, because even if the political principles are away, surely there should be a manner in which they engage with you, Chair. But the acting DG, Chair, was clear from day one that she is fully briefed that she must not even entertain us as this committee. Because when she appeared before us for the first time, she had gone to another meeting. She had to be called out of another meeting to come here. So purely, Chair, the acting DG was told, Guti, here where you are going to is a playground, it's a circus. You are just going to be accounting to a bunch of clowns. So you must treat them as such. They are just a bunch of clowns. They do not deserve any proper respect. Because, Chair, it can never be that the agenda to this committee is saying that we are going to be briefed about such important issues. Then the accounting officer is not here. Then both the minister and the deputy minister, Mashiko Dlamini, are not here. Chair, we are not accepting those apologies. We are noting them. But what I'm saying, we must adjourn this meeting. Mababiele muva, mabakoduge, lateletrahan, let them go back. We are not going to sit in this meeting. I see that probably this delegation, if I'm not incorrect, is being led by Deputy Minister Borders. We're not accepting it, Chair. We're not, even if both deputy ministers were here in this meeting, the minister is supposed to be here. And the letter to the speaker must be written today, because it seems like in this comment relation, and we must not mince our words. The minister in the meeting here, where she said to us that she will go and report us, she was not very nice. She was pushing us to say that she will oppose what we are saying in that meeting where she said that she will report us. So I think it's about time, Chair, that we report her and her department. Because, Chair, if we can really sit as this committee and just say that we are doing a review out of the 3 years where we come from, including the acting CFO now, Ubengu, when they appear before us, Chair, purely they never ever take us serious. They don't prepare properly. They do all the things, Chair, that are the opposite. But today, Chair, I think it's the last straw, this one here today. Because it can't be, Chair, that all the time we are just being lenient and all the time we just sing from the same hymn book. We don't change our tune. We just listen to them and we sound like broken records. And all the time, they show us with a middle finger, Chair. That's what they're doing. I'm sorry for using that language, Chair, but that is exactly what this department does. They come here prepared that we're going to show this bunch of clowns who we are. And purely, Chair, out of all the progress we have had, that we are still sitting on zero, vele they are showing us, Chair Guti, they are the masters here, and we, our oversight is zero. Chair, if we must really, really do an introspection of our oversight and all the hard work and inputs that we put in that come out with zero, Chair, these people will never, ever take us serious. And the media is doing the oversight at DIRCO. Us, we are just window dressers as this committee. So, Chair, I think that after all the other members will have done their inputs, nobody from the department must talk in this meeting today. I am appealing to this committee that after all the members whose hands are up to do an input now, Chair, in relation to your open remarks, we do not allow the department to say hello, sanbonani, hoyomoro, good morning. They must just pack and go. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Bergman.
Chair, thanks very much. You know, I remember our first oversight meeting in 2019 when we went to in Pretoria at DIRCO. And I remember my colleague, Honorable Chetty, and you were both saying that, what did this committee do for the last 5 years? That we didn't, you know, that this is all that happened and we can't believe that there was no progress. And how did this committee let this all happen? And I thought to myself, yeah, wait, because you're about to see this committee. This is the committee of hear no evil, see no evil, and do no evil. This is the committee. The officials travel all around, the ministers travel all around. They all, as I say, they all in Disneyland and Disney World. And this committee is left with all the answers and all, well, more questions than answers. It's appalling to me to believe that Pretoria does not have Zoom. It's appalling to me to believe that Germany does not have Zoom. This day and age, no one can be on leave without Zoom. No one can be on leave without a cell phone that they can't connect to get in onto this meeting. When I heard that the officials were not even arriving, I got into my car to go to another meeting that I had canceled because I was going to this meeting. But when I hear that the acting DG again hasn't bothered to come to this meeting, and when I hear that our minister again hasn't bothered to come explain to us what is actually happening in the department, I kind of get the feeling that no one really cares about this department because this department falls under the radar. And the reason it does is because this department has a huge budget, but it's not important enough to fall under scrutiny in the press. So we talk about these big, big budgets, but somewhere along the line, when it comes to the actual accountability, people can go on these big on leave holidays. The CFO can get investigated by his own department. He can walk around and watch the people that are investigating him. The DG can sit around waiting to be investigated. Those can resign. Every minister that has ever come before our portfolio, the minister, the one that had the hole in the head, the minister that, Minister Sisulu, Minister Pandor, they've all had a commission. They've all had consultants that came to give a report. And every single consultant that came to give a report, none of those reports have ever, ever served at this committee. So we've had millions and millions of money poured into reports to make this Turco a better place to work in and a better place to run. Yet this committee has never, ever seen one of those reports. There's been more ministers and more DGs than there have been portfolio members or portfolios oversighting these ministers and DGs. So I agree with what you've been saying, and I agree with what the portfolio has been saying, that we can't give them the time of day until they come to give us the time of day. And we keep on threatening to go to the speaker. Never mind the speaker. We've got to take this to the highest of parliament. We've got to take this to where Honourable Klongwe can... Nkuleto Klongwe can investigate and say that enough is enough, and that we've had enough, and SCOPA must now get involved, and SCOPA must now ask the tough questions, and we'll ask those tough questions through SCOPA. Thank you.
Honorable Muela.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Greetings, honorable members. My name is Desmond Lawrence Muela, a member of this portfolio committee. I want to start where Honorable Bergman has just indicated or left.
Yes, Lawrence.
To say, just to refresh honorable members on our first oversight visit to Pretoria. If you can recall very well, honorable members, before the start of our visit or our meeting in that oversight, we had to deal with a number of challenges, apologies and all that. Some of the apologies were coming from senior members of the department. And only to find that they were not valid apologies, but they indicated that this portfolio committee will just be there for 5 years and they will do nothing to them because they are there permanently. These were the issues which some of those issues, these were the issues which were raised by some members or some senior members of that department. I want to repeat, Chair, and in acknowledging and welcoming your input, you are spot on, or you are spot on in your opening remarks. But what is key, Chair and honorable members, is that we are actually facing a very serious arrogancy in that department to a point where I think they are at a level where they are saying nobody can tell them what to do and what not to do. Because our portfolio committee, it's like we are not doing oversight like Honorable Kaya has indicated to say the only people that are doing oversight in that department is the media. The media will get information, you'll recall, Chair, even the suspension of the DG and all that, we overheard that information over through the media, and it was not presented to us up until we demanded that the department must come and present to us why it's happening, why they didn't inform the portfolio committee that they are suspending or they've suspended the DG and all that. There was around that who issued the statement. The statement was not supposed to be issued and all that. Clearly, Chair, I want to repeat what I've said even previous to say, we are not doing oversight to a department here. We are doing an oversight to a spaza shop. A spaza shop that is owned by individuals. When they wake up early in the morning, they decide to do that, they do it. When they decide to cancel that, they cancel it. When I decide to suspend somebody, I do it. In fact, I do what I like because I own this spaza shop. It's my spaza shop. It does not belong to anybody. That's the high level of disrespect and a high level of arrogance. Honorable members are correct to say, in one meeting, there was a high level of arrogance to an extent that the executive even said that you can report us. We are ready. That is why even today we find ourselves in this situation, and we have allowed this situation for a long time. We have allowed it for a long time, but I don't blame anybody, special members of parliament, special members of this committee, because we wanted to have a healthy working relationship with the department, because our role is just to do oversight, not to overstep responsibilities of other people in their areas of responsibilities. But we wanted to do what is due to us, what is our responsibility, we wanted to implement our responsibilities as part of doing our oversight. This is deliberate, Chairperson. I can tell you, this is deliberate because they think that this committee, it's a toothless committee that will not do anything. Now, I want to agree with all honorable members that spoke before me that let's take a step. Right now, right today, let's agree that we are taking a step forward, and we must not proceed with this meeting, because you recall, even in the first meeting where the acting DG, in our first meeting where she was supposed to be introduced as the acting DG, she was not there, and we had to fight and all that, and then up until she said no, she's going to cooperate with us and all that. But look what is happening today. Sisteen Ngatini, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members, that we need to stand up and stand our ground as this portfolio committee, irrespective of having 5 years and all that, but during our tenure, let's do what is correct. Let them face the music. It can be, Chairperson. It can be, that department, it can be a yo-yo department. When they feel like cooperating with us, they cooperate. When they feel they don't want to cooperate with us, they don't. No, it's very wrong. It's unacceptable. That spaza shop, it must be changed. It's a spaza shop, honorable members. It's not a department. I must repeat. That thing is a spaza shop, which is run by a few individuals whom they think they've got power. And that power, you don't know what by told up. And the power in Zula, even the power, a president. In Zula, even the power of a president. And you don't know what La Manja Bawatatapi, Lebanon, what they can undermine a committee to this level. No, it's unacceptable, Chairperson. It's unacceptable. And we must act now. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Lawrence. For a minute, I thought you were rapping. You are like Casper Nyovese, the department is a yo-yo. I thought you just produced a rap music. But again, that was on a lighter note. Honorable Meshwe, Rev.
Thank you, Chairperson. Firstly, I must concur with my colleagues that we support and endorse your opening remarks. When we started our term in this committee, one of our early observations was that the previous committee was a rubber stamp. And we agreed as a committee that we will do our job. We will not be a rubber stamp, and we will hold the department accountable. We have discovered that there is a culture of disrespect and impunity that has characterized this department for many years. And it seems that there are people who are committed to ensuring that this culture of disrespect for the committee continues. If it has to stop, it is this committee that can stop that culture. It must change. One of the unfortunate things is that the acting DG, who is new, and is demonstrating that she has adopted the same culture of arrogance and of undermining this committee. Senior officials of this department, including the minister, should be reminded of who is accountable to who. Is this committee accountable to the minister and her officials? Or is it the minister and the officials that are accountable to this committee? And I think we are the ones that has to make it clear who is accountable to who. The fact is, this committee is not accountable to the minister. This committee is not accountable to senior officials. We are aware that there are some that are acting and behaving like they are untouchables. For years, they've been allowed to do the wrong thing, and they think we are like the previous committees. Chairperson, may I say that if there are holy cows in this department, then those holy cows must fall. I agree with members who said we are here to do the work, we are being watched, and when we are undermined the way we are, we will not be able to do our work. So it is true that none of the officials that are on this platform should be allowed to say anything. We are upset. And I would even go to an extent of saying, until the minister is here, we should not meet because she doesn't show any respect to the committee. We have been asking the question for months. Why DG Mahwai was suspended? We have not been given an answer until today. And so when we saw today's agenda that we'll be given a brief, a sigh of relief came. At least now we'll know what maybe some journalists know, because they seem to know more than we know. They seem to get information that we are not getting. But unfortunately, the minister is not here. The one who did the suspension is not here. The acting DG is not here. So why should we have such an item on the agenda when the senior, most senior officials are not here? Who's going to answer that question? I mean, if we ask the officials that are on this platform now, they cannot answer that question. Why was the DG suspended? When, particularly when he was not part of that New York saga. Nothing is being said about the DG that was responsible when that chaos took place in New York. There seem to be covering of one another, protecting one another, so that the whole truth is not coming out. But Chairperson and all my colleagues, we have to make sure that all the truth comes out. If there are people who think that they will get away with shenanigans, Let them see that this committee is different from other committees. Let's leave no stone unturned until we get to the root of who started this culture of disrespect in this department. And they must know we are not going to tolerate it. This culture must change. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable Fiber, hoping you got your emails on time.
Thank you, Chairperson. That's been sorted out. Okay. I think from now I will get it as all the other members. I really appreciate it from your side as well. Chairperson, thank you. I fully agree with your opening statement and as all of our members from what I've heard. It can't be like it is at this moment. And I would immediately also then say that this department should go back and we should summons them to come back and report to us. But Chairperson, when I say summons them to come back, you know, the rest of South Africa is back to normal. We as Parliament must be exactly the same. People get away with having Zoom meetings, trying to get away. Honorable Bergman was saying no one has got an excuse because Zoom is available everywhere. So even if you travel, you can be on Zoom. But Chairperson, you know, I think people get away with Zoom meetings. It's easy to dodge and dive when you're on a Zoom meeting. I know we've got huge walls in Parliament to have social distancing. And Chairperson, I believe it's time that you take control and say that we should go back to Parliament. We can have social distancing. Our committee's not that big and the department's not that big. And we summons them to Parliament, to come to Parliament and not get away. Because when you are one-on-one person with each other, there's no way to hide behind a screen or behind the darkness of a photograph on Zoom. So that's the one thing I want to say. Chairperson, then this committee has been reactive. You know, you get act and react, and we've been reactive all the time. And I think it's time that this committee should start acting. And taking action is doing the primary step. And then the department should react. We are doing the oversight, as Reverend Meshwe was also saying. And we must take action. The department must react to what we want. And I want to say thanks to Deputy Minister Botha to be here. But he must take this message to the other Deputy Minister and to our National Minister. Because it seems there's a bit of an arrogance from that side. And it can't be that ministers don't report back to this committee with a senior staff. This is absolute ignorance. We can't have that, Chairperson. So I would then agree with all the rest of the members that we sent this department back, but with the amendment that we summons them to Parliament and we see to it that we go to Parliament. And that will that there's no excuses for staying away, Chairperson. So that is my input. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Faiba. Honorable Ngosi.
Good morning, Chair and members, and thank you very much. I agree with all the members and in particular with your opening remarks. I would like to make the following suggestion. First, that in the previous meeting we seemed to be saying, and I think I'm the one who said that the matter of the DG should be handled between yourselves as chair and the minister, and then report to the committee. I think it's a wrong way of doing it, seeing that the department is undermining us. And therefore suggest that in line with previous decisions, we be briefed on this matter in the next meeting as follows. One, that we be given the background investigations on what led to the charges of the DG. I don't want to say the specific charges, because the specific charges must be an outcome of a particular process. So we must have this. Was there an investigation done what was the scope of the investigation, and what were the basis of charging the DG. And in addition to that, we'll be given, as the chair has said, the public service regulations that govern this matter, particularly in relation to time and the speed with which the matter should be dealt with. And thirdly, we'll be updated on the status of the DC process. In other words, we don't want to arrive in the next meeting and be told that the matter is receiving the attention of the minister. No, we've passed that. 120 days have passed. We've passed that. We now want to know the background, the basis of the charges, and the status of the investigation itself. And that will also go, Chair, to all other people that are charged in the department with regard to the matter, the issues relating to DC. The last issue I want to indicate, Chair, is that in addition to reporting to the speaker, we should attention this to the leader of government business, that one of the executives is showing almost, for lack of a better word, contempt for processes of the committee, and that this matter should be attention to themselves. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Ngosi. You can lower your hands now. I hear all the suggestions from the members. One, the department must go back and come with their executive authority. Two, we need information on the suspension of the DG and all other DC matters that are with the department, and that alone will liberate me, Honorable Ngosi, from getting letters left, right, and center, and from the ambassadors. And that DM Bortus, you bring that sutler that we've never seen, who's like Boutros Ghali, a man that we had about only on newspapers, but never saw him. We need to have that person, because his name have been popping up on a number of wrong things that are happening in that department, and that person has never showed himself before the portfolio committee, and we want that person here alive and kicking, so that we see this Boutros Ghali of the department. And the sequence of what we want as presented by Honorable Ngosi, I think all of us as members, we are agreeing with that. The abuse of ambassadors and the sieges generally by the department is on another level. If I don't get a WhatsApp, I get an email. If I don't get an email, I get a call, because those people who are our footprint in those foreign lands, they are ill-treated by this department. So it's important that we get all that information. And I want to also, honorable members, with your permission, is to suggest that as we are sending the department back, we hold our meeting next week on Wednesday, and this meeting must be physical. And I say this knowing that we've got enough space in Parliament to hold our physical meetings. Honorable committee staff, you must work on that. We must have a physical meeting. The country is opened. We're going to observe regulations because regulations are made for us. Honorable members, I'm tempted to reiterate one point, which I said on the ambassador in suspension, which has been on suspension since the 24th of June to 2021. And this suspension was instituted after he was served with charges, which is irregular. The charges and the notice of disciplinary hearing were received by him on the 12th of April. And this is in violation of the Labor Relations Act, whereby a person cannot be suspended after the hearing has commenced. Now, as legislators and as lawmakers, this should serve as an example that as a committee, we can stamp our authority and correct the wrongs that are done by the departments, like the one that we are doing oversight on. Honorable DM Botes, the suspension of Ambassador Faisal Musa must be uplifted with immediate effect because it is irregular. Whatever motives that were there behind the suspension of this ambassador, which I've never seen with my two eyes myself, it can never be allowed, because you are flouting every piece of legislation that was approved and that is a law of this country. And as Parliament, our responsibility is to uphold the laws of this country and implement every piece of legislation thereof. So this committee must resolve that the suspension of Ambassador Musa be uplifted with immediate effect, and we are ready for the department to undermine us again. We are going to meet in the portfolio committee, because this thing of undermining the portfolio committee has continued for a very long time. And I think this time around, it must come to a stop, because it can never be accepted at any point. I don't think that, honorable members, we should worry about the arrogance that we are receiving from the department, because in my view, no one has authority, no one has monopoly in particular over arrogance. And it's not something that you go over the counter and buy it. It happens generally. So the same arrogance that the department is serving to us is the same arrogance that we can serve to them. But because we are disciplined members of this portfolio committee, we don't want things to get into that. So we do not understand how a person can be put on suspension after being given charges. This is clearly contrary to Section 23 of the Constitution of this country, which speaks about workers' rights. And two, I agree with Honorable Ngozi and other honorable members that the investigation report on the suspension of the DG, we must be presented with it. And it must be highlighted to the committee whether the investigation report of the department is contrary to that of the Auditor General of this country and that of the oversight report of this portfolio committee, which was adopted by Parliament unanimously. So we need to get all that, hoping that the department is noting so that they are not found wanting when we meet next week and discuss this particular issue, because we are going to need facts, not fiction, in that particular meeting. So that's the summary, honorable members, of what we have raised in this meeting. And before I adjourn the meeting, I want to allow honorable members to have a bite if there's any misrepresentation of what was raised in this meeting on my summary. I see Honorable Mbaza's hand is up. Honorable Whip.
No, thank you, Chair. I think I want to concur and move your summary, but with a rider that says, Chair, we should also, as a committee, consider having a second round of oversight to Pretoria, the one that we did with when we started, and it should also be physical. Thank you, Chairperson. That's what I wanted to submit in adopting or proposing the adopting of your summary.
The last time we wanted to have a physical oversight there, can I remind you what happened? We were told the staff had COVID.
Oh, okay.
There's no one in the department, remember?
Yes.
And there's no one in the department. And we must anticipate that the same will happen. But that oversight is long overdue. The country is opened and there's enough venues there in that building, which is called OR Tambo. And we want that oversight. That building where we were, in that particular room where we were last time, it is big enough for us to observe a social distancing. And we want that oversight. We don't want manga business where we are going to be told that there's people with COVID, so then therefore the committee can't go, because COVID has become a scapegoat to block other things not to happen. Honorable Chetty, I see your hand is up.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I just wanted to concur with the WOP as well. And just to add to the Chairperson, you notice in the report, they did say that they did spend over R1 million to procure PPE equipment. So I'm sure we will be safe to go and do that oversight, COVID or no COVID. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much. Honorable DM, I know I was instructed not to allow a hello or a goodbye from the department, not even you. But I want to use my discretion and allow you to say one or two.
Hello. Yes, thank you very much, Chair, and to members of the committee. I think we just want to reemphasize, Chair, our commitment to deepen collaboration and with the PC of Delco. And I would, of course, relay the concerns of the committee to the minister that ideally what the PC anticipate is for an opportunity to engage both minister and the accounting officer next week Wednesday at the physical PC setting. So I will do that, Chair, but I think just I think from the side of the executive, we just wish to reemphasize that that type of a sentiment that we do hold the PC in high regard. And it was just very unfortunate that the scheduling of PC had a conflict with the engagements of minister who is engaging in a bilateral with her counterpart. So our sincere apologies in regards to that matter. Thank you very much, Lalo.
Thank you very much. Honorable Chetty, your hand is up again.
Chair, there was a reason why, and I know you used your discretion, but again, if the Honorable Borges honestly believes that there was respect given to this portfolio committee, I think it's very wanting. And his words does not speak to the action of the way this portfolio committee has been treated by the executive. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. Honorable members, with no further ado, I adjourn the meeting. And thank you very much for your contributions and for always providing direction to the department. I also want to thank the department for wasting our time coming here with no executive authority. And also thank the department for continuing to undermine us, sending us reports on the eve of the meeting when we made it very clear that we need to have their presentations 3 or 2 days before the portfolio committee. And it is even worse when the department knew a month before the presentations are made that on this particular day, this is what the committee wants to have tabled by the department, but the department continues to do their own thing. Perhaps that's why Honorable Mwela is saying we are just doing an oversight on a spaza shop owned by one person and one person only. So I really share the sentiments myself. So honorable members, we are going to meet next week on Wednesday in Parliament, and the meeting will be physical, and for sure the committee staff will start preparing for our oversight to the department, which is going to be a physical, so that we are hoping also that we will see our Boutros Ghali next week, because they are supposed to present themselves in the meeting and come and tell us who gets suspended for asking for free flight tickets for the citizens of other countries when situations are tough in a foreign land. They must tell us that. We are interested to know, perhaps as legislators, we are not empowered enough with the pieces of legislation that we make at the level of Parliament. So without wasting your time, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much, honorable members. Thank you very much, honorable DM Borges, for availing yourself in this important meeting of the portfolio committee. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chair, and everyone have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Everyone have a great day also.
Can the committee staff remain? Honorable, Mr. Escuela, Madlala, Andisa, Nomakosa, Dineo, I don't see Doc here. Can the committee staff remain? PMG must go. We don't need them in this meeting. PMG, can you leave us?